Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. So we got a few lines down. We were discussing this question about the Maisa and Machshava of a Katan. And the last question, we'll just maybe take the top line of Yud Gimel Ma'af, a review we did that yesterday. Amalei Machshava Gredasa Lo Kami Boile. The Shaila was never one about having a Machshava alone of a Katan. Now we know the Machshava Katan is meaningless. Ki Kami Boile, the Shaila was Machshavasa Nikeres Mitoch Ma'asav. If the Machshava becomes clear through his actions, do then we give some credit? Do we give some strength to his Machshava if his Maisa was clearly showing some level of Das here? So that's an example of a Maisa which indicates a high level of Das, a high level of Machshava. So Gemara says three lines down, could go into Hava Kaima Ola Badarum. There was a carbon Ola that was in the south, and the Halacha of a carbon Ola is that it has to be shechted in the north. So it's in the Darum. The Asiyu B'tzafa on the Kafta now drags the animal up to the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shachta and Nishachta in the northern part correctly. So Mai, what's the conclusion? Do we say Mida Asiyu B'tzafa on Vishachta Ichavin Le? And the fact that he brought it up to the north shows that and Nishachta in the north correctly, that indicates he's a high level of Machshava, and we trust his Shechita as a good Shechita with the Das. O Dilma Malkum Hu Delo Yisrami Le. So or perhaps do we say that he just moved to the north because it was a little bit too crowded in the southern part, and that's not a clear indicator of him having machshava. There's always some other angle to look at it that's not necessarily clear that this is machshava. So Gemara says, Hanami Amra. So just like we said yesterday's daf, that the ma'isa of a katan is a ma'isa and the machshava is not a ma'isa, and rather not a machshava, that was a mefurish Mishnah. This question of a machshava through a ma'isa, and that's also a statement. We have a din brought down in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It says, "Ha'nami Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chadazimna." Already was taught once before that Rabbi Yochanan quotes from a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us the Maseches Machshirim Ditznan. Hamala Peirosav Lagag Mipnei Achnima. So let's say a person brings his fruit to the rooftop. They used to do this often in order to let it dry out in the sun, but he did this for the purpose of letting the bugs and insects leave. So he put it for that purpose. Mipnei Achnima. The Yarad Alam Tal, it turns out that Tal, dew started to come down like it does every single morning. There was it was wet on top of the fruit. So the Lach is, we've discussed this many, many times, that for fruit to become a Kabotuma, it first has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids, one of the Shiva Mashkim. Doesn't, and then once the apple, for example, let's say, comes into contact with water, so then that apple now, if someone Tame touches the apple, that apple will become Tame. But if the apple, since being detached from the ground, never came into contact with water or any of the other seven Mashkim, so then it wouldn't be Roy LeKabotuma. So again, once the apple becomes wet, even if it becomes dry afterwards, it's still able to become tummy. It has to have become wet once in its lifetime. So what are the seven liquids? So we have, there's water, there's honey, there's dew, there's blood, there's milk, there's missing oil, wine. So these are the seven, milk, I'm not sure I mentioned that already, there's seven liquids. So one of them is tal. So you put the, on the rooftop, you put your fruits on the rooftop, the tal comes down, so now the fruit should be l'chora, roi l'kabel tuma, because it came into contact with one of the shiva mashkim. So the Gemara says, the din is einam b'chiyutan. It's not subject to chiyutan. The Pasuk says chiyutan, when water is placed. Now, yutan means it was placed in passively. That you didn't place it, it was placed. But the Gemara says, yutan kiyitain. That has to be, just like when I do something gitain, I put something on with kavana, the yutan, the passive way of the liquid coming into contact, has to also be b'kavana, I had intent. So since I put the fruit on the rooftop, was not with the intent of the tal falling on it, it was in the intent of letting the insects fly away, and even though incidentally it happened to get tal on it, that's not considered kavana, that you're not, it's not roi, it's not hukshalotuma. So again, that's the din of einam b'chiyutam. However, v'im niskavin lekach, the Mishnah says, if I had intent to place a fruit on the rooftop in order to get wet from the tal, so then harehi b'chiyutam, that's b'chiyutam, that's considered willingly getting wet, and then it would be subject to becoming Mekabel Tumah. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, Helom Cheresh Shot of a Katan. Let's say one of these individuals put it on the rooftop, Af Alpishin is Kabnu L'chach, even though they had Kavana, for it to become wet from the rain or from the towel, Einom B'chiyutan, it's not subject to Chiyutan, meaning we don't trust their Kavana, because Mipnei She'esh L'masa, Ma'isa V'ein L'machshava, they have actions, their actions do take effect, their actions are effective, but the machshava is not. So even though they had machshava to have the tal fall on the peros, that machshava is not significant enough in order to make them roi l'kabel tumah. And on that Mishnah Machshirin says, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela shelo hepech b'hem. It's only true if they didn't flip them around, that they were interested in them getting wet on all sides of the fruit. Aval hepech behem, if the katan or cheresh shot of a katan are busy flipping around the fruit, to all sides of the fruit get wet from the rain or from the towel, so then their masa, the hareze b'chiyutam, so then that is subject to b'chiyutam, because of the fact that they're flipping it around shows us their maisa is indicating machshava nikeres mitoch masa. If the machshava becomes clear through the maisa, so this is a clear statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we do trust the mas, the machsha hanikeres mitoch masa of a katan. So Gemara says, no, we knew that statement as well. I knew the Mishnah Machshir, and I knew the statement from Yib Yochanan. My Shaila above was, says the Gemara, Hachi coming by Le. The Raisa, oh, Dirabanan. The whole Shaila is this concept something that's Deraisa, or it's only Midirabanan? What's the Nafkamina? So look at Rashi, medium wide lines down. It says around like halfway down, a little bit more than halfway down, the medium wide lines down, Deraisa. So if the katan were to drag the ola from the darum all the way up to tzafam, that's machshavasa nikeres mitoch masav. We would trust the shchita mederaisa. We say it's a good ma'isa, it's a good machshava. Oh, Dilma says Rashi, it's only dirabanan hu, it's only midirabanan. The chumra hu, it's only a chumra. The achma rabanan l'shavya kli l'tame. So we trust it to, in terms of chumras, that now this fruit is subject to be mekabel tuma of al gavi ola to fulfill a din deraisa the kulahu. That's a leniency law. We wouldn't accept it. It's only midirabanan. And you mind passing the tissue back for a second? Sorry. Thanks. Fine. So that's the question: whether it was deraisa or whether it was dirabanan. So then the Gemara says Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Masni Hachi. He taught this discussion slightly differently. How did he teach it? Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Bai Rabbi Yochanan. Katan yesh lamasa ein lamasa. Does he have actions or does he not have actions? Amr le Rabbi Yami v'ti bar le machshava. Why not ask the question, does he have relevant machshava or not? So ma'isha machshava deloka mi bar le. Why didn't you ask the question about machshava? Meaning, why was it so obvious to you that the machshava of a katan is la machshava? Because it's a Mishnah. Because you knew the Mishnah. It's not an ein la machshava. So if it's based in the Mishnah, ma'isha naimel nami lo tabar le. You shouldn't ask the question about the masa either. The tanan yesh la ma'isha. So the Mishnah also says, just like the Mishnah says there's no machshava, it does say there is ma'isa. And Gemara says, no, hachi coming by. The question was, deraisa, oh, dirabanan. Were these dinim of machshava and ma'isa, was that a din deraisa, was it only a din dirabanan? Upashit, and the answer the following, that yesh la ma'isa v'afilu ben deraisa, that there is ma'isa, that their actions do take effect even on deraisa dinim, and ein la machshava, but they don't have a machshava, afilu ben deraban. We don't recognize a machshava on even chumras, their machshava is completely meaningless. And machshavasa nikaris mitoch maasav, their thoughts, their kavanas that are indicated through actions that make clear what their machshava was, midiraisa einla, we don't accept it on the deraisa level, but midirban l'chumra, yesha, we do recognize their machshava mitoch maasav. Asks Gemara now, boy mine shmuel mirav hunu. Now that we're on the topic of the question of kavana or not kavana, legabe shchita, so Gemara asks, minayin le misasek bekodshim shupasa. How do you know if a person's misasek, he's an osik in something, and he happens to perform a shchita, when it comes to kodshim, it's no good. What's misasek? Misasek is when a person is going about his business and happens to do something. The classic example of misasek b'shabbos, for example, a person walks into the room, and naturally, we all turn the light on, turn the switch on, that's called misasek. You're not paying attention, you're just, it's habitual. So a guy is busy playing around, he's misasek, and happens to cut off the neck of a cow. Is that considered a good shechita? Just look at Rashi just to make that even a little bit clearer. Rashi says the last words in the medium wide lines down, it says, Minayin l'misasek v'kodshim shupasol, kolomar. Minayin l'misasek shupasol v'kodshim, could go misasek v'sakin l'agbil. The guy is busy playing with a knife, he just, he's just throwing up and down the knife, he's playing with it, oh, the zorko, where he's trying to throw it. He happens to shech the cow passing right by him as he's playing with a knife in the base of Mikdash, so then he cuts off the neck of a cow, but he didn't have kavana for a shechita. Aval niskavin l'shem shechita, if he had kavana for a shechita, ba'al makash, it's good enough, el shlo ala lebailim l'shem chova. So there are two dinim here. Number one is what his intent is for the actual ma'isa, and number two is what's his l'shema. So if I have kavanah to do a real shechita, but I don't have intent that's l'shem olos, l'shem chachatas, so the ma'isa shechita is a good shechita, it just doesn't fulfill that person's obligation because it didn't have the l'shma. But our question here is not a question of l'shma. Our question is the ma'isa considered a ma'isa. How do you create the ma'isa? It has to have kavanah. Do I have kavanah to play with a knife and it happens to shecht an animal? Or is my kavanah to do a real ma'isa shechita? So the point here is, I'm being misasik. My kavanah is not for shechita at all. So the Gemara says this is possible. How do you know? Minayin, again, back inside the Gemara, Minayin l'misasek b'kodshim shu pasul, shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'shachar es ben ha-bakar, that you have to be shetei shchita l'shem bakar. You have to do a shchita that you have intent of doing a ma'aseh shchita. Just play around with it. It happened to, and you happen to shecht it, it won't be sufficient. So Amar Leir's response back was, Zubia Deinu. Shmuel says, I knew that answer. I knew that pasuk. My question is, la'akev minayin. How do you know it's going to be ma'akev as well? B'di'eved, it's not going to work. I know l'chadchila, you have to have the din of can't be mesasek. But maybe b'di'eved, we would accept the shechita to mesasek. So Gemara says, l'tzonchem tizbechu, l'datchem zivechu. Based on your das, it has to be awareness. The Rashi points out, this is Shana Lava Kasev. Whenever the Pasuk repeats something, it's repeating it in the world of Kachim to tell us that not only the Chachila should not be done, but even B'di'eved, it would be possible as well. That was a regular Shechita Shulin. That's regular Shulin, exactly. That doesn't require a kavana for the Ma'isa Shechita. Okay. Gemara now says as follows. The new Mishnah rather tells us, Shechitas Oved Kochavim Nevela Umetama b'masa. Person of goy shechs it, so then the din is that the animal is a nevela, and it's also mitame, because all nevela is mitame. And Rashi points out, even if he did a kilchasa, we don't accept this. So there's a big machlokas, why don't we accept the goy shechita? So, I forgot to look into this, but it's a machlokas, Rambam and Tosfos, that I believe is Tosu that holds, Machlok Zram Ravid as well, the one holds that in order to be a shochet, you have to be a bar chiyuva in the first place. You have to be chayiv in the halachas of shchita. And since a goy is not chayiv in the halachas of shchita, so we don't accept it at all. The shchita doesn't work. But according to the Rambam, I believe the Rambam holds, that he learned his mission referring to an Oved of the Zara, Dinam of the Zara, I think. But if a regular goy were to do it, and you were to watch over the goy, we wouldn't actually accept the shchita of a goy. You don't have to be a bar chiyuva in order to do the ma'aseh shchita. But Tosu is right, you need to be a bar chiyuva in order to be a chayiv in shchita. And since a goy is not a bar chiyuva, he's not in that world of shchita, even if we know for sure that he did a proper shchita, we wouldn't accept it. That's the number one question, number one requirement of being a shochet, is being a bar chiyuva in the first place. The number of nafkamins, again, I forgot to take a look into it. Gemara now says, so again, a shchitas ovei kochavim, he shechs it, it's a nevela, and it's metame like memas. If you carry up the nevela, it's a metame like any other nevela. So nevela in Isser Hanalo. So we learn from here that there's only an Isser nevela, that you can't eat it, but there is no Isser Hana. So why is there no Isser Hana? So it must be Mantana, who's the one who holds? Amr Bechia Bar Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Delok Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer, because the Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'amar Stam Machsheves Oved Kochavim La'Avodas Kochavim. When a goy shechs an animal, we always assume he's doing it for Avodah Zarah. I mean, you can have a goy, in theory, who shechs an animal who's not an Oved Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi is of the opinion, rather Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, that every time any goy shechs it, we always assume it's Avodah Zarah. And once it becomes Avodah Zarah, you can't get any Hana, there would be an Isser Hana as well. So from the fact that the Mishnah here only specifies the Isser Nevela, but doesn't say that there's an Isser Hana, must be we don't assume that Stam Machsheves Oved Kochavim is Avodah Zarah, rather he's just shechting it, just to shecht it, and therefore there's no Isser Avodah Zarah, no Isser Hana. Rabbi Ami Amar Hachi Katani. No, the Mishnah is to be read as follows. Shchitas Oved Kochavim Nevela. So if a regular Stam Goy were to shecht it, it's a Nevela. If he's a min, so then it would be considered a avodah zarah. Look at Rashi to explain what a min is. Three lines up from the bottom here, Rashi says shchitas min di yisrael, a Jewish min, the person who's off the derech, a bikoros of some sort, the kosher and over kochavim, certainly over kochavim. So certainly that's going to be us as well. So what's going on here? So if you look at, wrong Rashi. Look at Rashi six lines up rather. Rabbi Ami Masni Hachi. Shchitas Oved Kochavim Nevela Hodemin Avodat Kochavim, says Rashi, Bemin Yisrael Kamari V'Hach Duk Yodim Asis In Hachi Daik Ninei Ulisiu Latana De Braisa Rabbi Ami Lo Palagad Rabbi Chia. There is no Machlokas Devane Masis In Delok Rabbi Eliezer. Certainly a Mishnah who accepts the Shchit of a Goy is accept. That's our Mishnah. Elaha Lo Itzrech La Lemedak Dimimela Shemin Olay. We learn from here Dimidikar Le Nevela Shmami Amutaris Bahana. He's just adding, he's being medak, if it's of a min though, a person who does avodah zarah, then the halacha would be, it would be avodah zarah and would be aser midin hana. But he agrees that our mission is not talking about a min. They're just learning, if it were be talking a min, if it were be talking about a min, it would be aser b'avodah zarah, aser b'hana. Gemara now says, last three lines of the Amud here, Tanin Alaha. We have a bride that tells us, the Tanur Rabbanan Shchitas min La'avodas kochavim, the person min shechsi, whether it's a yid or whether it's a goy, he shechs it la'avodas ara. What's the din of this person? Piso, pas, his kusi. We view his bread as being pas kusi. He can't eat from it. We view his yayin nesach. He can drink his wine. It's asr bana. Svar of sifrei kusmin. We assume all is a svar, even if it's sifrei tanach. We're all going to be asr, like a min writes, and you have to burn it. And peros of tval and all the peros, even though he may have been mafresh, it doesn't work. It's all considered tevel. The yeshom, some say even further, af banav mamzerim. Even his children we view as mamzerim. We assume that his wife was with another man, and therefore the children of such an individual, of a min, who shech sevo dezara, his children are mamzerim. The Tanakhama, the first opinion, doesn't think that it's a banav mamzerim, because ishal mafker, even though the individual himself might be a min, we don't assume that a wife is necessarily mafker. Fine. But either way, we see from here that a min, whether it's a goy or a Jew who's a min, we view a shechita as possible, and we view all the other dinim as we mentioned. Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah above. Amar Mar, we said in the Mishnah, shechitas ovid kochavim nevela. So if a goy shechs a cow, we don't accept the shechita, the animal's a nevela. V'necha shema minu, perhaps he's a min. Perhaps we should assume he worships the Avodah Zarah. He's a priest of some sort, and he's going to, it should be a Asr B'Hana. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Ein Minim Ba'om Umas of the Kochavim. We don't have, there's no such thing, there's no Minim. They don't have people who have a Din of a Min, and therefore it's not a Din of Avodah Zarah when they Shecht it. Gemara asks, V'haka Chazina and Deika, we see all the time, there are many people who worship Avodah Zarah. How can you say there's no such thing as worshiping Avodah Zarah anymore? Gemara says, Ein rov over the Chacham Minim. No, most people, most Goyim are not over the Avodah Zarah, and therefore we could assume, Mistama, that he wasn't over the Avodah Zarah, and therefore there is no Isser Hana if he shechted this animal. Even though the animal is a Nevela, we don't accept the Shechita, we don't necessarily call it Avodah Zarah, and it would not be Aser Bana. So Savar La, Kihad Amar Bichia, Bar Abba, he holds like the following statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Nich Nachrim Shebechutzlarz Lav Ovde Kuchavim Hein Ela Minag Abosein Biyadein. Even though they're doing different type of rituals, which seem like it's a Avodah Zarah, and they're worshipping idols and stuff, they're not really worshipping idols, they're just simply doing what they saw their parents and grandparents do. They no longer believe in this stuff, they're just doing these rituals nonetheless, and for that reason, their Shechita would not render the animal into a Avodah Zarah. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yosef bar min Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Ein minim be'umos ovdei kochavim. Again, like we said above, we don't assume that there are these priests walking around that it's going to have a din of Avodah Zarah if they shecht an animal. Lemai, with regards to which halach? Elaim, if you're going to tell me l'shchita, so hasha shchita's min di Yisrael amr asira davodei kochavim, davodei kochavim ibai. So what does it mean that we say there's no min, there's no minim in the umos olam, in the umos of the kochavim? If we said that if a yid, who's a min, were to shecht an animal to Avodah Zarah, we say that that animal is asr bana, so certainly a guy who's a min, who claims to be a min also, his shechita should be asr bana. So what halacha are we talking about that ain minim umos olam? Ela limoridim. In terms of the lacha, that if you see a certain person, sometimes you say, Moridim the boar, Moridim ain ma'alim. We don't take him out, he's stuck in the boar, we don't help him. And sometimes we even throw him into the boar, we want him to die. So regarding the lacha Moridim, hashta di Yisrael Moridim. If we say to a Yisrael who's a min, we say the lacha Moridim, throw him into the boar, Dovde kochavim ibar, you have to tell me that a goy, you should have to do that as well. That's obvious. If by a yid, a Yisrael min, you're Moridim, certainly by a goy, you're Moridim. So what's the lach again that we say, ein minim be'umos? So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ukva barchama lekabel man carbon, to accept a carbon from them, meaning even though a goy might be a min, we would accept the carbon from a goy. The Tani, the Brisa, tells us, Mikem v'lo kulcham, we accept the carbon from some of the Bnei Yisrael, not all Bnei Yisrael. Whose carbon of the Yisrael do we not accept? Lohotzi es ha-mumar, the person's a mumar, we wouldn't accept this Avodah Zarah. So then the Gemara says, Mikem b'chem chalakti v'lo b'ov l'kulcham. This distinction between a Yisrael who's from versus a Yisrael's min, that chilik of accepting his carbonos only exists amongst Klaisa. But there is no such chilik by Avodah Zarah. In other words, we accept the carbonos of all types of of the kochavim, even if he's a min, we would accept it. So that's what it means, ein minam be'umos ha'olam, be'umos of the kochavim, that we don't separate a min from a regular goy, we accept all of their karbanos. Gemara now says, Mimai, how do you know? Maybe the brisa should be read, maybe the distinction should be read as follows. Dil mahachi kamar, mi'yisrael mitzadikei kabel, mi'yisrael lo tekabel. Maybe we should say, from a Jew who's a tzaddik, we accept his karbanos. If he's a Russian, we don't accept the karbanos. Aval, maybe we shouldn't accept any goy. Meaning, the Gemara is acknowledging that there is no chilik between different levels of goyim. And the Gemara said before, we accept everyone's karbon. Maybe we should say, we don't accept any of them. They're all the same, and that no one's karbon is accepted amongst the goyim. And the Gemara says, Lo saka daitach, no one would ever have such a havamina, because the drasha tells us, the sanya, ish, the pasuk's telling us, regarding accepting karbanos, it says, I'm reading the side just for a moment here, Dabe al Aaron ve'al bana ve'al kobanesol ve'amarta alem, ish, ish mi beis, Yisrael minager b'Yisrael asher yakrivu karbanos, referring to karbanos l'chol nidvarim, l'chol nidvosam. So why is it ish, ish in the pasuk doubling it? So the Gemara says, ish matam aloma, we already said ish. Ish ish l'rabos ha'ovdei kochavim shenodim nedarim v'nodim nedavos ki Yisrael. That we accept karbanos. If a goy wants to be menadeh, if he wants to be menader, a karban to the base of Mikdash, we accept it. So we have to accept it. And since we don't make any chilukim within the dargas of the goy, we accept all of their karbanos, even if he is a min. So again, that's what it means. Ein minim u'mos ha'ovdei kochavim. That we accept all the karbanos from the goy. Okay, the Gemara now says, quoting from the Mishnah, we had on Amr Aleph, that if a goy shechs an animal, we view the animal as a nevela, and it's a metami b'masa, like any din of a nevela. If a person were to carry the nevela, that person who's carrying it, it's, he becomes tamei. So Gemara says, pshito, kevan de nevela, he metami b'masa. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that? Once it says it's a nevela, we know the halachas of nevela. So why does the Mishnah say it's a nevela, and it's also tumas masa? So Gemara says, Amar Rava hachi katani. The Mishnah is meant to be read as follows. Zum metame b'masa. This case of a nevela is metame b'masa, but it's not coming to tell me the din that nevela is metame b'masa. That we know. It's coming to create a situation to exclude a different case, v'yesh lacha acheres, or rather to include another case, shirat shehi metame afil ba'oel. There's another scenario where this object, we'll see in just a second, is not only metame b'masa, but it's even metame ba'oel, trying to lead us into another halacha. What's the other lacha? What's the case that's afilu be'oel? Ve'ezezu takrovas avodas kochavim. If it's an animal that was sent, that was offered to avodah zarah, not only would that be a din of a nevela and metame b'masa, it would even be metame be'oel. Avodah zarah is metame be'oel. Ukrabi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we'll see at the end of the Gemara in just a moment who he was. Ik damri, others say it slightly differently, this version. Amar Rava hachi katani. Zum metame b'masa, the nevela is metame b'masa, like the general rule of nevela. The yesh lecha acheres, there's another example, shik kazu, that's like the nevela. Shem metame b'masa, but eino metame b'o, but it's not metame b'oel. Veza zu zu takroves avodos kochavim. Udilok Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. In other words, there's a machlokas, whether or not takroves avodos zara is metame b'masa only, just like an avela, or it's afil metame b'oel. So what this position of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Gemara quotes a braisa, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, minayin l'takroves avodos kochavim shehi metame b'oel. How do you know that avodos zara, if you have an offering to avodos zara, it's metame b'oel, like a mace, like a dead body? A mace is the only object we have that's metame b'oel. So how do you know avodah zarah is like that as well? Shenemar says in the pasuk, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, "Vayitzamdu l'baal peor vayochlu zivchei mesim," and they had offered as a carbon to baal peor as one of the avodah zarahs, and they ate it like the carbon of a mace. So what's the connection to zivchei mesim? So the Gemara darshins, "Ma mace metame b'oel afta kroves avodah shulchav metame b'oel." So there's a din. He's mechadesh Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira based on the pasuk in Tehillim. It's only a tuma midzirabanan though, but he's metame that he's mechadesh rather that takrovas avodah zara is metame ba'oel. That's the din that's being learned out from this Mishnah on Amud Aleph. Okay, let's finish off the daf here. The Gemara now says the new Mishnah hashochet balayla. Person who shechs at nighttime where he can't see properly, v'chein asuma, person who's blind, who of course can't see, sheshachat shechitas ha'ksheira, we would accept the shechita b'layla or from asuma. So hashochet d'yevid in v'chadchila lo. We see only b'di'evid we trust the shechita b'layla, we trust the shechita by asuma. But l'chadchila, we would never recommend a suma do a shechita, we never recommend doing a shechita b'layla. So Gemara says, Urminhi, but is that really true? The Gemara tells us, Li'ola m'shochtin bein b'yom bein b'layla, bein b'rosh agag, bein b'rosh asfina. We always accept l'chadchila to do shechita, whether it's during the daytime, whether at nighttime, whether it's on the top of a roof, or whether it's on the end of a boat. You can do shechita wherever and whenever you want.
So how come the Mishnah only says it's b'di'evid b'layla, but this Brisa says it's even l'chalchila? So I'm rapapa b'sha'avuka kinegdo. When do we accept l'chalchila, the shechita b'layla? That's when there was a big bonfire, when there's electricity, so you could shech b'layla. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where there was no avuka shel'esh, and therefore you couldn't see well, and therefore only b'di'evid would accept such a shechita b'layla. Comes along now, I'm Ravashi. Ravashi says, Dekanami, it's also very precise in the Mishnah, Dekatani Dumyo Deyom, V'hachet Dumyo Desuma. In the Mishnah, it compares Laila to Yom, Bein Bayom, Bein Balaila, telling us Laila has the Bechina of Yom. When is Laila considered Bayom? When there's a Avuka. Our Mishnah, on the other hand, compares Laila to Suma, which means you can't see, so that's very consistent with saying the Okimta of the Mishnah is when there's no light, and the Okimta of the Brisa is when there is a light. Shema Mina. All right, Freilich and Chanukah, and Mishnah and Pickles.